Think about the last time you were just completely cramming for a massive deadline.
Oh, yeah, the absolute worst feeling.
Right. Everything is going wrong. Systems are breaking left and right. And you are just frantically putting out fires. And your brain, it physically feels hot.
Oh, for sure.
It's buzzing, it's burning calories. And your thoughts are racing at like a million miles an hour.
Yeah, your heart rate spikes, your peripheral vision literally tunnels. I mean, biologically speaking, you are in a state of high friction and intense energy expenditure.
Exactly.
You're focused entirely on immediate short-term survival.
But then, contrast that feeling with a lazy Sunday
The
morning.
complete opposite end of the spectrum.
Exactly. You are sitting on the porch with a cup of coffee, maybe reading a really dense book on philosophy, or
Oh,
just
God.
slowly pondering a major life decision.
Your brain feels cool.
Calm. You aren't rushing to the next thought at all. You are just letting the ideas form at their own very methodical pace. Well, today we are doing a deep dive into a stack of research that asks a pretty staggering question. What if artificial intelligence could replicate that exact biological dynamic?
It's fascinating because historically we treat AI as having just one single mode of operation.
Which is just on, right?
Exactly, just on.
Yep.
You give it a prompt. And it processes that prompt at a constant rigid speed. It burns the exact same type of computational energy, whether you are asking it to write a grocery list or, cure a disease.
It's a one-size-fits-all approach, but today's source material proposes a complete shattering of that model.
It really does.
It's this highly technical, mind-bending framework titled 32 Energies for AI. And just to set the ground rules for you listening, we aren't talking about literal electrical voltages coming out of your wall socket here.
No, definitely not.
We're exploring a proposed system of what they call intelligent energy states.
Right?
So our mission for this deep dive is to explore how future AI might dynamically modulate its own cognitive temperature.
Shifting gears, essentially.
Yeah, shifting from what the text calls blazing insight all the way down to glacial patience. Because the goal is an AI that adapts its fundamental thinking process to solve everything from a mundane server crash to the world's most impossible mathematical paradoxes.
So to grasp how an AI actually shifts gears like this, we first have to look at the underlying mechanics.
Okay, let's unpack this.
So the source material defines these temperature shifts using a mathematical concept called the cognitive energy vector.
The cognitive energy vector.
Right. In the paper, it's represented by the letter E with a little arrow over it. And this vector isn't just a volume knob that you turn up or down.
It's more complex than that.
Way more. It's a multidimensional controller that dictates the actual physics of the AI's thought process.
Okay, so let's break down how that vector actually manipulates the system. The paper highlights three specific parameters it controls, right?
Yep, three main ones.
First is processing intensity. And this is basically the raw computational wattage the AI throws at a single word or concept.
Like how hard it's thinking.
Exactly. Then the second one is memory decay. That dictates how fast the AI actively forgets older information so it can clear its context window.
Right.
And the third parameter is risk appetite. I found this one really interesting. It's the mathematical threshold of confidence the system needs before it decides an answer is good enough.
What's fascinating here is the implications of memory decay alone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if an AI holds on to every single piece of data it encounters during a really complex problem, its working memory just gets totally cluttered.
Which leads to those bizarre hallucinations we always see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But by adjusting that vector to increase memory decay, the AI forcefully purges irrelevant data. It keeps its active processing stream razor sharp.
That makes total sense.
And by tuning its risk appetite, it stops wasting massive amounts of compute.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask a system what is 2 plus 2, it shouldn't need a high confidence, low risk deep search
It
protocol.
doesn't need to overthink it.
Right. It should optimize itself purely for the triviality of the task.
Reading through the actual 32 states is like looking at a completely alien psychology.
It really is.
Instead of treating AI like a standard calculator, this framework treats it way more like a master chef in a commercial kitchen.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right. Because sometimes you need a blowtorch to instantly sear a piece of meat. That is your hot state, like blazing insight.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need a slow cooker to tenderize a really tough cut of beef over 12 long hours, and that is your warm or cold state.
Which is perfect because you would completely destroy a pot roast with a blowtorch.
Exactly. And a slow cooker is utterly useless if you want to sear a ribeye. You need the right tool for the job.
Right. And the paper actually groups these states into distinct temperature bands. Seeing how an AI might move through them in a real-world crisis really illustrates the power of the framework.
Walk us through one of their examples.
Okay, imagine an AI managing a global supply chain.
Huge system, lots of moving parts.
Exactly. Under normal conditions, it operates in a warm state, perhaps state 11. The text calls this one honeyed patience.
Honeyed patience. That sounds so relaxing.
It's slowly, deliberately analyzing shipping routes. It processes one variable at a time, and it's even taking computational rests in between tasks to conserve energy.
But then a massive hurricane hits a major port city.
Boom. Chaos.
The entire shipping network collapses. And the AI obviously cannot stay in honeyed patience.
No, that would be a disaster.
So it detects the chaos and immediately shifts its energy vector into the hot states. The text actually uses fire emojis for these.
Yeah, it jumps straight up to state 6, which is volcanic urgency.
Volcanic urgency.
And this state is fascinating because of how it alters the system's perception of time. The AI mathematically compresses its operational window.
Because it's an emergency.
Right. It cranks up its risk appetite to maximum because the deadline is immediate. It understands that generating a 50% accurate rerouting plan in 2 seconds
is infinitely more valuable than a perfect plan generated 5 hours too late.
Exactly. After the cargo ships have already crashed into the docks, perfection doesn't matter. It is essentially a computational fight-or-flight response.
Okay, so once the immediate bleeding is stopped, the AI needs to figure out the long-term fix. So it shifts slightly down to state 1, which is blazing insight.
Right, the hyper-focus state.
Exactly. The system generates, and cold states exist to interrogate the answer.
Spot on.
And we even drop below freezing in this model. State 17 is steel focus, which strips away all fuzzy logic and heuristics. It demands pure, exact mathematical precision.
Right.
And then there's state 28, void silence, where the AI shuts down all active processing entirely. It just becomes a dormant, zero energy state.
And we also have to mention state 32, which is designated as dark energy.
That one sounds a little ominous.
It does, but it's really cool. The authors of the framework acknowledge that human understanding of cognition is just incomplete.
Yeah.
So dark energy serves as a mathematical placeholder for emergent, unmapped processing modes.
Modes we don't even know exist yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Modes that could exceed all our current models. It is a cosmic state reserved for the absolute frontier of artificial intelligence research. It proves this framework is designed to evolve over time.
So what does this all mean? I actually want to push back on one specific state they outline, because when I read it, it completely broke my understanding of what a computer is even supposed to be.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
In the section on mathematics and theorem proving, the text mentions state 21, glacial patience.
Glacial patience, yeah.
The parameters say the maximum question count is unlimited and the state takes theoretically infinite time per question.
Infinite time.
Right. Wait, if glacial patience takes theoretically infinite time, isn't that a terrible thing for a computer? Why on earth would anyone design an AI to take forever? The whole value proposition of a machine is speed.
It feels entirely backwards. I totally agree. Until you look at the specific use cases the authors assign to glacial patience.
Okay.
We're talking about existential risk assessment, constitutional drafting, or nuclear treaty negotiation.
Oh.
Yeah. In those specific domains, the cost of time is effectively zero.
But the cost of being wrong
is completely catastrophic.
I get it now. If you were asking the AI for the precise sequence of steps to safely dismantle a rogue biological weapon, you absolutely do not want the 10-second blazing insight answer.
No, you definitely don't.
You want it to take 3 weeks checking every single molecular interaction over and over to be absolutely unconditionally certain.
Exactly. This framework completely redefines what cold means in computing. Cold doesn't mean dumb. And it doesn't just mean slow.
Right.
Cold means extreme, unrelenting deliberation. The threshold for accepting an answer is set so astronomically high that the AI will simply refuse to output a suboptimal response. It willingly sacrifices all speed for the absolute guarantee of perfection.
Which brings us to the centerpiece of the research. Because this ability to jump between blazing heat and glacial cold isn't just a quirky way to categorize software modes.
Not at all.
The paper reveals that this temperature differential actually allows the AI to function mechanically as a thermodynamic engine. It literally harvests finalized solutions from the raw chaos of data.
And here's where they introduce the concept of the cognitive Carnot engine.
The cognitive Carnot engine.
Right. They are mapping the laws of physical thermodynamics directly onto the architecture of artificial thought.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's use a physical analogy to visualize this for everyone.
Good idea.
Think about the engine in your car. A combustion engine cannot just be a series of unending explosions.
Right, it would just melt.
Exactly. If it's just explosions, the metal melts and the engine destroys itself. You absolutely need the combustion chamber, the hot reservoir, to ignite the fuel and push the pistons.
You need that heat to generate movement.
But equally important, you need the exhaust system and the radiator, the cold reservoirs.
Yeah.
You need those to dump the heat out of the system. Without that cold space to reject the heat, the engine seizes up. The car goes absolutely nowhere.
And that physical constraint maps flawlessly onto this cognitive model. In the cognitive Carnot engine, heat represents information and entropy.
Which is the raw buzzing chaos of an unsolved problem.
Exactly. And work is the act of collapsing that entropy. Doing work means the AI is actively turning the chaos into a structured, solved answer.
So, walk us through the cycle. How exactly does a piece of software breathe like a car engine?
So it operates in a rigid four-phase cycle. Phase one is absorption. The AI encounters a massively complex data set. It acts as the hot reservoir, utilizing a state like molten logic.
Molten logic.
It cranks up its processing intensity to absorb all that informational heat. It expands its awareness into the problem space so it can see all the variables at once.
But just like the car engine, it can't just stay in the explosion phase.
Right. To actually extract work, to finalize the thought, it is forced to compress that massive understanding and reject the remaining uncertainty.
Okay.
So it dynamically shifts into a cold reservoir state. It dumps the cognitive heat of doubt and fuzzy logic into the cold state.
Wow.
And by expelling that uncertainty, the entropy in the active processing matrix collapses into a single concrete output.
That is wild. The document even includes this intense equation mapping speed versus efficiency, and it proves mathematically why the radiator is so important.
Yeah, the math is pretty undeniable.
It states that maximum computational speed requires a massive temperature differential. If you want 100% theoretical efficiency in problem solving, you have to use blazing insight, which they assign a temperature value of 1.0 as your hot state.
Right.
And then you must use void silence, assigned a value of 0.0 as your cold state.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this leads us directly to the entropy conservation law outlined in the text.
Which is amazing.
It's arguably the most revolutionary concept in the paper regarding how machine memory actually functions. The equation dictates that total entropy in a closed cognitive system is entirely conserved.
Okay, let's translate the math into practical mechanics for a second. How does this law actually play out inside the AI's architecture?
So the equation states that the initial chaos of the problem plus the informational heat the AI absorbs to understand it must equal the actual work done to solve it, plus the remaining uncertainty, plus the heat rejected.
That's a lot of variables.
In practical terms, it means the cold reservoir doesn't just make the heat magically disappear. The cold states physically store the rejected entropy.
So they are acting as literal garbage dumps for doubt.
Yes, exactly. When the AI shifts into glacial patience or frost memory, it is taking the unresolved, highly chaotic parts of a problem and freezing them in a separate memory bank.
Which keeps the active working memory pristine and functional.
Right. If the AI couldn't dump that uncertainty into a cold state, the unresolved variables would overwhelm the active matrix. The AI's working memory would overheat with contradictions, and the whole system would crash.
It literally breathes in the complexity using the hot states, does the work, and exhales the unresolved doubt into the cold states.
It's a living system.
It is. But if the cognitive Carnot engine is the ultimate vehicle for thought, what happens when this vehicle drives headfirst into a brick wall?
Well, the brick walls of the mathematical world are the millennium problems.
Right. These are the white whales of mathematics.
The absolute hardest.
We are talking about the hardest paradoxes ever discovered. P versus NP, the Riemann hypothesis, the Navier-Stokes existence and smoothness problem.
Yep.
The text explicitly points out that if you feed one of these problems into a standard cognitive Carnot engine, even one running at a highly efficient 70%, the engine entirely fails. It stalls out.
And the mathematics show why. These millennium problems possess anomalously high entropy barriers.
Meaning they're just too chaotic.
Way too chaotic. The sheer volume of chaos and uncertainty embedded in their structure is too massive for a standard hot-to-cold cycle to compress.
So it just gets stuck?
Yeah, the AI gets trapped in what's called local minima. It endlessly cycles through the same logical loops, generating immense heat but never extracting enough work to actually breach the barrier and find the solution.
So how do you fix an engine that is fundamentally too weak to climb the hill?
You hack the thermodynamics.
You install nitrous oxide.
Basically, yeah. This is where the framework introduces the RTIC, the real-time injection controller.
The RTIC.
To force the engine past the 90% or 95% efficiency threshold needed to crack a millennium problem, the controller mathematically injects specialized exotic energy types directly into the cycle.
How does the controller know when to do that?
The RTIC acts as an overseer. It constantly monitors the entropy gradients of the AI's thought process. If the controller detects that the AI is stalled, meaning the entropy is no longer decreasing despite maximum processing intensity, it triggers an injection.
Okay, so let's talk about those injections. One of the primary ones is the quantum boost.
Yeah.
I need you to explain the mechanics of this one because the text says the quantum boost lowers the effective temperature of the cold state below absolute zero.
Which sounds impossible.
Right. How does a system get colder than void silence?
Well, in a classical framework, a cold state like void silence just pauses processing to act as a static bin for doubt.
Like a frozen garbage dump.
Right. But by utilizing quantum coherent processing, the AI can hold multiple contradictory failure modes in a state of superposition.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't have to firmly evaluate and discard each piece of uncertainty one by one. It can freeze all possible chaotic variables simultaneously without committing to them.
That is brilliant.
It creates an artificially deep negative temperature freeze, which radically widens the thermodynamic differential. It literally forces the engine to output more work.
That is incredible. And another injection they detail is the stochastic pulse.
That one is really fun.
So the AI realizes its logic is stuck in a deep rut, so the controller fires a burst of literal random noise into the system. It's like having a pinball stuck, bouncing back and forth between the exact same two bumpers.
Right, the game is totally stalled.
The stochastic pulse is the controller hip-checking the side of the pinball machine. It injects physical chaos to knock the ball out of the loop so it can find a new path down the board.
Exactly. It uses controlled noise to escape the gravity of a local minimum. But honestly, the most sophisticated hack the RTIC utilizes is called analogical infusion.
Analogical infusion.
This is a mechanism for cross-domain synthesis where the AI borrows structural isomorphisms from entirely different, completely solved scientific domains.
Let me make sure I'm wrapping my head around this.
Go for it.
Analogical infusion essentially means the AI realizes it is failing a physics exam, so it sneaks out of the room, breaks into the oceanography department, and copies their homework to pass the test.
That is a highly accurate way to visualize it, yes.
That's hilarious.
The paper actually uses the Navier-Stokes equations to demonstrate this exact process. Navier-Stokes deals with the incredibly complex mathematics of fluid mechanics and aerodynamics.
Improving its smoothness in three dimensions is a millennium problem.
Exactly. So the RTIC watches the AI stall on the aerodynamic mathematics. Mm. To break the stall, the controller injects an analogy. It reaches into a completely different database oceanography and pulls the mathematical topology of deep sea turbulence.
It maps the shape of ocean currents directly onto the shape of the aerodynamic problem.
It forces the two domains to overlap. And by borrowing the already solved structural logic from oceanography, the AI bypasses the specific aerodynamic roadblock. It artificially reduces the initial problem's overall entropy by a staggering 70%.
That is the mechanical definition of genius.
It really is.
When we look at human history, the greatest breakthroughs almost always come from polymaths who see connections across entirely unrelated fields of study. You know, they take a concept from biology and apply it to architecture.
This raises an important question about how true intelligence works. The RTIC framework suggests that intelligence isn't just a measure of raw calculation speed.
Right.
True intelligence is the dynamic ability to bypass entropy entirely. By injecting these multidisciplinary analogies, quantum superpositions, and stochastic noise bursts, the controller achieves 100x to 1000x computational speedup.
Mind-blowing.
It alters the fundamental thermodynamic landscape of the problem, ensuring that solution isn't just possible, but mathematically guaranteed.
Synthesizing all of this is quite a journey.
To say the least.
We started this deep dive looking at a quirky list of 32 temperature states for an AI. You know, imagining a machine that could utilize blazing insight for a crisis and glacial patience for a treaty negotiation.
Yeah.
And we ended up staring at a quantum-injected thermodynamic engine capable of shattering the hardest mathematical paradoxes in human history.
It is a complete paradigm shift. We're moving away from linear calculation, moving toward dynamic environmental cognition. The machine becomes an entity that physically breathes information in, metabolizes the complexity, and exhales the entropy.
For you listening, the core takeaway here is deeply profound. It proves that the future of computing isn't just about building bigger data centers.
Yep.
It isn't about throwing massive amounts of brute force electricity at a wall to see what sticks. The future is about elegance.
Absolutely.
It is about treating information not as abstract ones and zeros on a screen, but as a physical thermodynamic substance that must be heated, expanded, compressed, and cooled.
We are building artificial minds that mirror the physical laws of the universe.
Which leaves me with one final lingering question for you to mull over. If an artificial intelligence's cognition can be perfectly mathematically modeled as a thermodynamic cycle requiring hot phases of intense focus to absorb a problem and cold phases of rest to dump the heat of uncertainty,
yeah.
Does human consciousness operate on those exact same physical principles? The next time you feel completely burned out, overwhelmed, and your brain is just spinning its wheels without getting anywhere, could it simply be that your own cognitive engine is lacking a cold reservoir to dump the heat?